You're listening to the How to Make Money Podcasting Podcast. I'm your host and explorer, Jace Kraft, and I invite you to join me while I explore behind the scenes of a podcaster monetizing their podcast and learn how you can too. Whether you haven't made a dollar from your podcast or you're making thousands of dollars, this episode you are listening to right now will help you explore what's possible for your podcast. Hey everybody, I'm sitting here with Sean Douglas, the host of Life Transformation Radio, as well as his new podcast, Create, Launch, Monetize Your Podcast. Sean, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, obviously, you're in the game of monetizing and launching podcasts, and I know you've done well yourself as well as helping other people, but where did podcasting start in Sean's life? Like, how did that come about?
Yeah, in 2017, I started my first show, Life Transformation Radio, and I knew in 2015 and 2016 that this is where podcasts were gonna go, where you see them today. And I mean, I feel like we barely even scratched the surface. Mm-hmm. Podcasting isn't new. It's been around since 1993. It used to be called audio blogging.
Yeah.
And there's a computer company that created audio blogs and then transcribed them into what we know as blogs. In 2004, Apple decided that, you know, we're going to make a podcast and hopefully people put pods into the iPod, right? The podcast.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. It was music. But that didn't stop people. In 2004, you know, I started hearing about podcasts. And then 2005, 2006, I'm like, I don't know. It's not real big. Like, I don't know. We were still doing traditional stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, come like 2014, now you start hearing shows about, you know, having a podcast and listen to my podcast. I'm like, okay, starting to get traction a little bit.
Yeah.
2015, 2016, I'm like, okay, everybody's talking about podcasts now. So When you cross the chasm like that, there's a great book called Crossing the Chasm. When you cross the chasm into a mainstream idea, it's going to catch fire. It's kind of like Bitcoin. Bitcoin was laughed at in 2014, 2015. People started getting it in 2016. Now you see what it is today, right? People are like, no joke about crypto. It's the same thing. It's for anything. Mm-hmm. When a lot of people start talking about one idea, now's the time to get in. 2016, I started seeing a podcast event. And as a speaker, I'm like, oh, okay. So if I have a podcast, maybe I can speak at that event. So in 2016, I wrote my first book and decided that 2017, I'm launching my podcast career. And then I did. And then in 2020, I launched my second show, Create, Launch, Monetize Podcast. And total, we've launched 9 top-rated podcasts for clients.
Wow. So back in 2017, before you had launched, imagine you had some sort of following being a speaker yourself. So what was that launch for you? Was it like very successful right out of the gate or did it take a slow growth?
No. Oh my gosh. I think I had like 5 listeners like the first week or something. Like it was like, I was like, oh man, like this is not, because I mean, you hear guys like, you know, John Lee Dumas and some of these other guys, you know, like Joe Polish. Mm-hmm. Joe Polish has been podcasting since like 2011 or 2012 or something crazy like that. Joe Polish, in my opinion, is one of the top two, I'd say, marketers in the world.
Really?
Joe Polish has a podcast called I Love Marketing. And I listened to that show prior to 2017. I was like, man, these guys are crushing it. I'm going to do that. So the whole thing about building it and they will come is ridiculous and it never happens. Unless totally. You're like a guy like Tony Robbins, who's like, I'm going to launch a podcast, or Gary Vaynerchuk's like, I'm going to launch a podcast, like something else I can listen to.
Yeah.
But no, I had like 5 listeners in like the first week. Mm-hmm. And it didn't even really get big until I spoke at a podcast event. Mm. Then I got some credibility. Then I got some authority. And then I had guys like Bruce Buffer on my show in the first season. And I had Tom Ziegler, who was Zig Ziglar's son. Older people will know who Zig Ziglar is.
Yep.
So Tom Ziegler was on my show. Great, great guy. I had the Make-A-Wish founder, Frank Shankiewicz, on my show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had these top guests coming on the show. I'm like, holy, okay. And then all of a sudden, I started getting big. After Bruce Buffer came on the show and everybody else started, you know, big names started coming on the show, then it started getting big.
Yeah.
Because I had industry experts and I had industry leaders, people that had a good following.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of grew from there, man.
Awesome. So we're going to go down the road of like how you kind of capitalize on these guests and speaking events and stuff to kind of grow your podcast to what it is now. And just for the listener's sake, there's a little nugget at the end where he's actually was able to sell his podcast here. So we'll talk about a little bit of that. But we want to first know, like, how did you get it up to the point where, you know, you could potentially sell your podcast? So when you're talking about like a speaking event that you said that was kind of your first time where you're like, hey, this is where I grew. How were you able to capitalize on that speaking event to grow your podcast?
Yeah. As a speaker, what we always do is we interview like event hosts. We'll do Facebook Lives, but like the behavior didn't change. The medium changed. So if you're hosting an event and you have me go speak there on my Facebook Live, I'm going to say, hey guys, I'm here with Jace at the Monetize Your Podcast event, which would be a cool event for you to create. Monetize Your Podcast event. And, you know, I'm speaking about little known hacks that podcasters can use to monetize their event. Jace has brought some of the best podcasters in the world, and we're all here right here in wherever Jace is from. And this is the event to be at. Catch us live. We're going to keep doing interviews. We're going to keep doing podcasts here. Make sure you follow us at whatever the Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, whatever the group, Clubhouse, whatever it is, right? And you do that. Hey, I got this podcaster here. Man, he spoke earlier about this one thing. And so, hey, catch us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. Like, we're all on these channels. Catch us on YouTube. Subscribe to his podcast. Subscribe to my podcast. And you just do it over and over and over. A Facebook Live is no different than a podcast, except Facebook Live is video. Podcast is audio. It's the same thing. So we would do podcasts at events. It's the same thing. Whether you're doing a Facebook Live or you're doing an audio, doesn't matter. You're still producing content. The behavior doesn't change. Medium changes, and the similar behaviors that you use for each platform tie into the podcast. So that's what I did. Every event I was at, I'm like, let's do a podcast with the host. And then we did it live. And the one thing that was different than my show than everybody else is that Life Transformation Radio is a live online radio show that's repurposed into a podcast. It's hosted on Blog Talk Radio. So when I started, I said, okay, I got to build a podcast, but I got to build my own category of podcast. What type of category am I going to play in? Everybody records it. It's on Anchor. It's on Spotify, wherever, right?
Yeah.
People are going to host on Libsyn. They're going to host on Anchor. They're going to host on Buzzsprout and Podbean and all these other places like Blueberry. I got to be different. I have to have a different feel. So right off the bat, Life Transformation Radio is not just a podcast. So Blog Talk Radio gives you a phone number where they can dial in. The listeners can dial in and talk to the guest live on the show. And after that started and people were calling in and they were talking to the guest and they were answering questions, it was like I was running an FM station. It got repurposed into a podcast. It got repurposed into a video, like audiograms. I pushed the audiograms out on YouTube, pushed the audiograms out using a service called repurpose.io. And Hani Mora, who's a friend of mine, great, great dude, created repurpose.io, where it automatically takes your RSS feed, creates a video from your RSS feed, and puts it on YouTube. Blew up the YouTube channel, blew up all the social media. And so not only was it a radio show that was on every podcatcher, but it was also an audiogram that was on YouTube. It was on Instagram stories. It was everywhere. And we just did it over and over and over, and we just stayed consistent.
Awesome. So then obviously when you're, you know, pushing out that volume of content, and when you have these big name speakers on, you're tagging them, they, you know, potentially share it and that kind of stuff. Did you ever get like, was there anything special that you did with your guests to make it easy for them to share the content? Or
absolutely.
Yeah. What was that?
Yep. Absolutely. So the show is live. So while I'm on the show, I'll say, hey guys, I'm live right now with this person, and I'll tag them on social media. which automatically goes all to their profiles, right? So even if they don't share it, I already tagged them, so everybody's going to see it anyways.
Yeah.
I then sent them an email with some swipe file, right? With some swipe copy. Here's your graphic. Here's some content that you could say. Like, I had Bruce Kulick on the show a couple weeks ago. Bruce Kulick was the lead guitarist for Kiss when Ace Frehley left from 84 to 96. So I had Bruce Kulick on the show talking about Kiss, talking about the bands that he's played for, his band that he's been a part of since like the 60s or 70s or whatever, since the 70s. And we had a great conversation. He said, hey, I need a link so I can share it on my Twitter. I'm like, I already emailed you. He's like, all right. So then he shared it on his Twitter. The show blew up. Like, but that's it, man. Like, these guys do want to. Some guys are like, oh, I'm not going to share. Like, Bruce was like, I'll share it to a couple people. And, you know, because they got a name to protect. And sometimes around shows that, like, the host is kind of goofy. Like, they're asking, like, kind of goofy questions and just kind of amateurish, right? So they want to make sure that they get a feel for the show and then they'll share it out, right? So we're 465 or 466 episodes in from 2017 to today, March 2021. And the same thing, same repetition all the time. Calendly link, you book on the show. I send you information. You give me your bio, headshots, and links. I create the episode. We go live. I share it. I tag you. I send you an email with the graphic and the link to share to the Blog Talk Radio platform and with an Apple Podcasts link. Give you some swipe copy so that you can just copy and paste it onto your whatever platform you want real quick. And that's been it, man. It's just every single day. And I went from doing Life Transformation Radio from every Monday and every Wednesday and every other Friday to every Wednesday and every Friday. And then the following year, I was like, man, I got a lot of guests. Like, I'm like 4 months out booked. I'm like, I'm just gonna do it Thursday. Like, was it Thursday? Or maybe I'll go Monday, Wednesday. We'll just try it out. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday we started because Thursdays was meh. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every day live 5:30 p.m. And you just repetitiously 5:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., drive time radio, 5:30 p.m. And so many people speaking at PodFest and all these different events like Outliers Podcast Festival and New Media Summit and just Indie PodCon, all these podcast events throughout the country started blowing everything up. And I'm like, man, I can't even have as many guests as I want. I'm like, I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to do this podcast every day. So I did Tuesday through Friday. I would do the episode. And then a month later, I'd create the audiogram and reshare the episode a month later. Mm. So then we were just rolling through, man. I had the audiograms going out. I had the shows going out Tuesday through Friday. And it was great that if I didn't have a guest that day, I could just repurpose an old episode into an audiogram, boom, push that out. So I still had things going out on social media. Then you start doing Facebook ads and Facebook marketing and things like that. And then it just gets bigger and bigger and just the momentum builds, man.
So Facebook ads, I know that's a big question. Like, what do you put in a Facebook ad to promote your show? Is it simply just an audiogram with a link to your show further? Or is it some sort of like trailer promo for the show itself and then sending somebody to a website? Or what's kind of your strategy there or that you've seen work for you?
Yeah, you could do all those, man. You could do anything you want on a Facebook ad. Just test it, see what works. What worked for us and our secret sauce was the first week of the month, we run a $7 a day Facebook ad Monday through Friday. So $35, right?
Yeah.
And what we would do is we would create the audiogram. We'd push out the audiogram like, hey guys, I'm on the show with Jace, and we're going to talk about monetizing your podcast. Number one, you have to solve a problem. Do you want to make money from your podcast? Do you want to become a top-rated podcast so that more people find you, more people hear your message, and more people will share and subscribe to your show, which gets more visibility, and your message gets out even more? Do you want to make money from your show? Do you want to turn this from a hobby to a passion to a business? Listen to this episode as Jace drops some bombs on how to create the top-rated podcast that funds your lifestyle. Boom. That's the swipe. That's the copy, man. That's the written word. And then there's the best nugget of like no more than 3 minutes. The best nugget that your guest gives you in that audiogram. Yeah. And there's a link. There's a link in the ad. It'll say sign up or click here or whatever you want it to say.
Yeah.
It'll be like learn more. Boom. Learn more. It takes you right to your hosting platform. I didn't want to do Apple, like right to Apple. I wanted to go right to my platform because I advertise on the platform. So I went right to the platform. They looked at all the other shows that I have, and it just every single time. The website that it went to had a Facebook pixel. Mm-hmm. Once everybody clicks on learn more, they get pixeled. They get retargeted. Once they click on the Facebook pixel, I then run another $7 a day for 5 days, that Monday through Friday. I run $7 a day, 5 days, $35. And I run another ad just to the pixeled audience. That pixeled audience will say, hey, guys, hope you enjoyed the episode with Jace that we put out. He really dropped some bombs. Go click on his website to learn more about how to monetize your podcast. And in the link below, you're going to see, how to monetize a podcast, how to launch a podcast, like whatever service that we want to promote at that time, right? So there's another learn more. It goes right to a sign up page. You can use ClickFunnels, which I hate. You can use anything you want, a landing page, a lead page, a website, something that is going to take them to the next steps. And you're just funneling them in there into what you want them to do for that next step.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, $7 a day, 5 days, we get 2,426, our last campaign, 2,426 people was in that campaign. Out of that 2,426, about 1,800 people clicked that link and were targeted. Out of the 1,800 people, about third of that, I'd probably be like 600 or 800 people, right? Mm-hmm. Then did something else that we wanted to do. They picked up our marketing guide. First, they get like our free guide. Then they get a marketing guide. Sure. You know, it's the upsell. It's the upsell. It's the upsell, right?
Yeah.
And then out of that, those nine people wanted to create podcasts. So we've got about 4 or 5 more podcasts coming out in the next couple of months that we're creating, launching, and monetizing for people. Wow. So yes, 2,426 targeted. Boom. They saw the ad. They seen it. Maybe 3/4 of it takes action. Cool. Not great odds, but whatever. Yeah. But out of that ad, out of $35 ad, I mean, we're pushing close to 10 grand, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if 10 people take your offer, that's $1,000 and you pay $35 to do it, I'm going to take that 10 G's all day.
Yeah, 100%. Even, you know, you were going down the funnel there. It's like, even if on $35 to get another, you know, 600 people to listen to your podcast, yes, and then, you know, they listen to maybe the latest podcast, and then, you know, half of them go back and listen to another podcast, and then, you know, a fourth of them go back and listen to all of your podcasts.
Yeah.
Then I can see where this snowballs very quickly.
Very quickly. So, $60 a month, Facebook ads, man, $60 a month. And you just do repetitious, because you have to create listener habits. That's the thing. Somebody puts out a Facebook ad or like didn't work, shut it off. Do it over again and again and again and again and again and again. And it's just get repetitious, man. That's all anything in this world is habitual repetition, just consistency, man. That's all it is consistency in every single thing that you do.
Awesome. So did you find sponsors then on your Life Transformation Radio and that kind of stuff? How big were you when you started looking for a sponsor?
Immediately. Started looking immediately.
Okay.
What kind of microphone do you use?
I don't know. Something my mom gave me for my birthday.
Love it. So I use a Heil PR40. I was like, yo, Heil, love your mic. Would love for you to sponsor an episode of my show. Cool. How much? This much. Let's do it. Hey, Focusrite. I use your mixer that's connected to my Heil PR40. Would love for you to advertise on my show. Awesome. How much? This much. Love it. Let's do it. You're using the products, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Libsyn, I host with your stuff. Hey, Podbean, Blueberry, Anchor. Hey, I use your stuff to host my, I use your software to host my podcast. Would love for you to, you know, come on the show, or would love for you to sponsor an episode of my show.
Yeah.
Right. You're already using their products.
Yep.
Just ask them.
Yeah. And then how did you come up with, cause there's people that, you know, come up with the pricing model, yep, of this in various different ways. What was kind of your mindset when they asked how much and you said, you know, X?
$25 to $75 per 1,000 downloads.
Okay.
That's the price. That's the going rate.
Yeah.
If you got 1,000, if you got 1,000 listeners or 1,000 downloads, you could charge order between $25 and $75. So you tell them, hey man, I've got, you know, I've got 1,000 downloads right now. Be $75. They're like, oh, that's not bad. How many episodes do I get? Well, how many do you want? One for sure. I host it 4 times a month. So let's do 2 to start. So $150 in your pocket. They're going to create a 30-second commercial, or you will create a 30-second commercial, or you can just mention them on the show. Hey guys, we're going to take a commercial break, but in the meantime, I want you to check out Libsyn. Libsyn's a great place, or Podbean, Blueberry, Anchor, whatever. Hey guys, the Audio-Technica microphone, the Shure microphone, the Heil PR40 microphone, the Rodecaster, you know, the Zoom H6, man. If you're going on the road, like, check them out. They got a great deal. Click the link in the show notes. Now you have an affiliate link. Click the link in the show notes and you can get 25% off your next purchase of a Zoom H6, right? I mean, just something that simple, and you get an affiliate from that, man. I mean, sponsorships and advertisers is super, super easy, man. Mm-hmm. You can go to Podcorn and go find them. They're everywhere.
Yeah. So before we run out of time here, let's get into like where Life Transformation Radio is now and how you went about, you know, getting into the sale of the podcast. And obviously, I don't know if it's final yet or not, so say what you can about it.
Hey, man.
But how, like, how many downloads, or like how big is your show where you're now like looking to sell it?
Yeah, man, I have hundreds of thousands of downloads, and every episode live, we've got about 53 to 55,000 listeners listening live.
Wow.
On the show. And so, yeah, man, I get calls from Australia. I've got calls from Europe, all around the United States, everywhere, man. Everywhere. I think the only call I haven't gotten from like Mexico or something, or like South America or something. but yeah, man, people call into the show. They, you know, or sometimes people call into the show and they'll be like, oh, I just want to listen, like they'll call in not knowing that you can like just listen on the website, but they'll call in and I'm like, hey, you got a question? They're like, no, but if I think of one, like definitely. And I'm like, okay, well, you don't have to call in. You just listen to the website. They're like, yeah, I just wanted to call in. I'm like, okay. Like, they're like, that's cool. You know? So my team's like standing by to field your phone calls, you know, and your questions. And then I'll say, hey, one person called in and has a question about this. I'll say, hey, you have a question you want to ask live? No, I'll just ask you. Okay. Hey, can you ask him what about this? Sure. Hey, we got a question about whatever, right? So hundreds of thousands of downloads. The show has been featured in Podcast Magazine. I was the number three, something like that. Top veteran podcast. I'm not, so my podcast is not a veteran podcast, but I'm a military veteran. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it was a top three or four, something like that. It's top five anyways. Veteran podcast for 2020 that veterans should be listening to, right?
Yeah.
So I've been called an icon of influence in the new media space, right? In the podcast space, I've been called an icon of influence. I speak at National Publicity Summit. I'm on panels with like the executives from the Today Show and the Rachel Ray and Dr. Oz and other top rated podcasts and like big events. So Life Transformation Radio is a global name. People, I got stopped in an airport in 2019. They're like, oh my God, I love your show. Oh my God. Oh my God. I never happened to me before, but stopped me in an airport. I was actually on the way to speak at an event. She's like, oh my God. Like I had my shirt on. I was like, Life Transformation Radio shirt. You know, like, oh my God, I love that show. Oh my God. I'm like, yeah, I'm the host. Like, oh my God. Like weird, man. I was like, this is awkward. You know? So she got some pictures. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to share this out. Like, I can't believe, like, dude, you're a rock star.
Yeah.
You know, like you are a rock star.
Yeah.
So, you know, the guests that I've had on the show have shared it out. I've become friends with WWE wrestlers. I've become friends with industry experts. I've become friends with top rated podcasters, speakers, executives from multi-million dollar companies. People know who I am and who my show is, but it wouldn't have been possible without the show.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It wouldn't have been possible without the show. We were featured in ESPN on ESPN's website because we did a sports theme one time. Mm-hmm. We were published in Women's Health, all these different magazines. And I was like, man, this is big. And so I put out a number on social media. I said, I want to sell the podcast for this much. Mm. Within minutes, I had three offers in my Facebook Messenger. Three offers. I'll buy it right now.
Wow.
I was offered upwards of 20 grand plus. Like a guy was like, I will pay 20 grand right now. And I was like, no, because he was going to flip it and sell it. I don't want to flip it and sell it. I want to sell it to somebody who's actually going to give it the love and refresh it and take it to its next 500 episode.
Yeah.
You know? And so I turned that guy down. I still got multiple five figures, but it was somebody that I really, really, really trust and someone that I love and adore, and he's going to crush it. Been in the industry forever. And his name is Rob Actis. Actis is the voice of the Miracle Morning audiobook. He's the voice of many TV commercials that you listen to. He's the voice of the Living the Law of Action podcast. Sure. And he is the voice and host of the Top 50 Podcast Countdown. If you've never heard that show, he counts down the best top 50 podcasts in his best Casey Kasem voice.
So nice.
Really, really good. Really good show, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, he writes for Podcast Matt. This is what this dude does. It's just what he does. And now I'm kind of jealous because he has Grant Cardone coming on the show. And I never got Grant Cardone, but he's got Grant Cardone coming on the show. I'm like, man, I don't want to sell it. But I got multiple five figures for it. I'm very happy. And April 1st, he takes over. April 1st, 2021, he becomes the new host of Life Transformation Radio. He's going to continue the name. And so I decided to start another show called Create, Launch, Monetize Podcast, where we teach you how to create, launch, monetize a podcast, book, speaker career, anything you want. We'll teach you how. And what I learned from this moment is what you do may not seem like a whole lot. Five people may listen to this show, but those five people are dedicated. Mm-hmm. And what you do is create a dedicated audience. And people were upset with me that I sold my show. They were mad at me. Why would you do that? Why? Like, no, I had so many guests. Like, I get 3 to 5 emails a day from publicists. Got a guest for your show. 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 And I had to turn people down. I'm like, dude, no, I can't. Let me look through all this stuff. Like, 3 to 5 emails a day from publicists, from podcasters, from previous guests. Hey, man, this guy would love to be on your show. Oh, my God, it's an amazing show. And it's just, man, when I go to podcast events, people are like, dude, I love your show. It is amazing. And it's just, I think it's a good compliment, you know?
And so
I take it at that.
Yeah. And whether you have like, you know, 50,000 people watching or listening to you live or 100 people, and you get that one email from the listener and with the story of like how, you know, what you talked about made a difference in their life. That's like fuel for the next 100 episodes, I swear. It's like,
man.
So I want to, we're getting close to the number of time here, but I want to dig into the, you know, Create, Launch, Monetize podcast that you're doing there. So first of all, obviously you launched with even a bigger audience, I would assume this time. So I'm assuming your first episode got more than 5 listens this time.
Crushed it. I was so happy. I was like, please let me get more than 5 listens. Please. Like, it would be such like a, it would be like a shot to the ego, man. It would be like, oh, that hurts. Oh, I got dick people. Like, it'd be a shot to the ego, but I'd be super pumped for them 6 people, right? Like, you'd be like, oh, man, I got 6, but pretty happy about that 6 people. I'll take my 6, right? But you'd be like, man, how do you do all this work and still only launch with like 5 or 6? You know what I mean? So we've got 11 episodes And we're already at 6,300 downloads.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're doing good. We're doing good. The strategy works. Everything that we do works. And again, we have a really dedicated audience. I got some amazing. So it's not even, it's me and a co-host. Mm-hmm. But we have a couple guests that are going to come on the show who are like big, big names. And we're going to talk about a creation or a launch or a monetize/marketing strategy.
Yeah.
And we'll pop in a couple guests every once in a while. But I've already had people literally, you have another show? Can I have people on that show? I'm like, no. I'm not taking guests. I'm handpicking every single guest that comes on my show. Like, I will give you a personal invite. I want to make the show so special that it is not an interview show. And if you've been interviewed on the show, I want to make it super special for people. You know, that's my goal for this one.
Awesome. Awesome. So I'll have links to that in the show notes so people can go check that out. Because chances are, if you're interested in this podcast, you're going to be interested in Sean's podcast as well. So go listen to that. Sean, is there anywhere where people can find you, follow you besides your podcast? Or do you have a website or where can people
go? Man. Yeah, so you can go to The Success Core, CORPS, thesuccesscore.com. And that has all of the information on it. We're going to start rebranding that website a little bit because it's been around since 2016. We've updated it throughout the years, but mm-hmm. we're going to do like a whole refresh and rebrand and, you know, all that kind of stuff. We just mm-hmm. want to kind of update it a little bit, right? And so I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Instagram. The podcast, you can always listen to the podcast too. We have a website, createlaunchmonetize.com. I think it's still down. We're rebranding that because we had so much interest in our Create Launch Monetize challenge that it broke. So we got to it overloaded. Like it wouldn't handle like everybody at one time. We released it at an episode. It was like at an episode, we released the website to join our Create Launch Monetize challenge so we could challenge people to create something in 5 days, and the website crashed. We were like, what the heck happened? So we had to like redo some things. Maybe our hosting wasn't the right way. Or I don't know. Something happened. But we had too many visitors, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's been super crazy. And, you know, I just got to try to keep up. That's my thing. I got to try to keep up, you know, and not get buried. So that's why, man, when you get to a point, man, you got to just be picky and choosy.
For sure.
You know, at first you interview everybody. The homeless guy down the street, man, you're interviewing. I'm like, what made you homeless? Right. Yeah. 5 years later. Right. You're like, maybe I don't want to do that. Like maybe I want to do something else. Maybe I want to get more value. Maybe I want to, right. It becomes your decision at that point.
Yeah.
You don't need the $5 hanging there because you're in a very good financial place.
Yeah.
You'll wait for the 100, the 1,000. Mm-hmm. You're not taking every single dollar that comes your way because you don't need it. And, exactly. And that's where I'm at, man. Like we're giving so much value mm-hmm. and it's quality value. Instead of at first you're giving quantity and volume and just so much and like hope something sticks.
Yeah.
Now we can sit at a place where like, look, we're going to give you volume of quality content that you're going to use to do whatever you need. Mm-hmm. Monetize it different ways, market it different ways. We've got guides and everything else that are available for people to market and monetize. And
awesome.
It's a great place to be, man.
Awesome. Cool. Well, just wrapping up here, here's the takeaways I want you to get. And one, Sean started at 5 downloads in his first
so
week.
Bad. So bad.
If he can go from 5 downloads to, you know, 4 years later selling his podcast for, you know, multiple 5 figures, like, it doesn't matter where you start. That's the point here. Right. And then, you know, it compounds. So once he got to a point where, you know, he's at a point where he's rolling in, you know, thousands of people are listening to him. The next thing he launches, you know, it can be a slam dunk. So that's the biggest takeaway. Plus, if you never thought about selling your or potentially selling your podcast, you know, that could be another way for you to monetize it as well for a long-term play there too. So Sean, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, man. I had a blast.
Awesome.
Do you want your audio quality to stand out from the crowd? The secret sauce comes down to the mastering process. Mastering your audio can make your podcast stand out and be easy on the ears, but it can also be oftentimes confusing and time consuming. But it doesn't have to be. I use a tool called Remaster Media to make the mastering process quick and easy. And you can hear the difference. So right now I am talking without any mastering to my track. But here is what I sound with the remastered plugin. Again, without remastering right now, they have multiple profiles to choose from. So no matter the voice or music mix, you can find something that makes you proud of your audio. Now again, I'm back on remastered. So I encourage you to check them out and see the difference between how you sound with or without them. They have a plugin for your current editing software or a web application for those who want to try before they buy.